This is BOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives could vote as soon as Wednesday to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump, accusing him of inciting insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The House is pushing the vice president and Trump's cabinet to consider the 25th Amendment to remove Trump in the final days of his presidency. Meantime, a Republican in the House of Representatives said he will join other lawmakers later today to introduce a resolution censuring President Trump over the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Republican Representative Tom Reed said in a New York Times op-ed piece that he would also work to find ways for Congress to bar Trump from seeking federal office in the future. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the Capitol by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the United States leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about an unidentified armed group intending to travel to Washington just days before the inauguration. The FBI says they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on the specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. The Department of Homeland Security announcing Monday it is directing the U.S. Marshals Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration security operations this Wednesday, 6 days earlier than planned. Via remote, this is